O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Genesis 12, verses 1 through 9. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Let My Life Be Worship by Jen Johnson, Jess Cates, Michaela Gentile, and Sam Hart. An opening piano motif sounds like soft wind chimes. The simple vocal lines are broken into very short phrases. In contrast, the chorus sews together much longer melodies in seamless continuation. The text parallels this with themes of continuous worship and praise being lifted up, both in times of blessing and in times of sorrow.
May my life be Genesis 12, verses 1 through 9. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran. And they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, at the oak of Moreh. At the time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going toward the Negev. A few years ago, we took our church's youth group on a retreat to Santiago Canyon. We stayed at a retreat center there, and there were all sorts of fun amenities, including a sort of team-building obstacle course. And the focal point of this team-building obstacle course was a giant platform elevated somewhere between 6 and 7 feet in the air, from which people were supposed to do trust falls. I thought this was a pretty great activity for students, and it proved to be. We avoided major injuries, so success. But then the students started trying to get leaders to do the trust fall, and a few of them did, again, without injury, so all good. Well, finally, the students turned their attention toward me. They wanted me, despite the very real possibility that I could crush them, to go up on this platform and fall into their arms, trusting that they would be able to catch me. I did not. Trust is a difficult thing, but it is absolutely central to the life of faith. And we see that point illustrated clearly in our text. In Genesis 12, God comes to Abram, who later became Abraham, and gives him a startling command. He says, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great." Now, we live in a time and place where everyone is mobile. People regularly settle in places that are different from where they grew up. But this was not the case when God gave this command to Abram. At that time, a person was identified as a member of their father's household. And as the firstborn son, Abram, when his father died, would have assumed his father's title and responsibilities. He also would have inherited his father's lands and property. By leaving his father's household, he was giving up his inheritance. But even deeper than that, land, family, and inheritance were among the most significant elements in ancient society. So what God was really asking Abram to do was give up his security and put, as one commentator says, his survival, his identity, his future, and his security in the hands of the Lord. While the circumstances of this call to Abram were unique, the call to place our hope and our trust in the hands of the Lord is not. So think for a minute. Where might God be calling you to trust him right now? What are you looking to for security, for identity, apart from him? Well, friends, God made good on his promise to Abram. He did make him a great nation, a nation of which we are a part by faith in Jesus. And he will make good on his promises to us as well. Promises to never leave or forsake us, to work all things together for our good, and to give us abundant life. So will you trust him? Well, in the moments that follow, I'd encourage you to take some time to pray that the Spirit would increase your trust. Thank you. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.